It is 9 minutes past one in the morning, according to my phone. And I've just left off. We've just finished subbing and writing and putting up on the website and doing all our bits and bobs. From the England under 21s 2-1 win in the first leg of their European Championship playoff over Romania at Carrow Road. Let's just give you a few thoughts on the game. It was a very entertaining game, good game to watch. First half, I thought England looked a little bit lackluster up front. They worked all game, they put in plenty of effort, but they just looked like they didn't have many ideas as to how to break down Romania, who on their by their part were excellent going forward, had some fantastic movement and used the ball very well. And they seemed to have a cutting edge that England didn't. They went closest, they hit the post on half time, Gabriel Torje. And then in the second half, it was really all England. Romania seemed to lose their attacking willingness and kept retreating further and further back, and only really reappeared out of their shell each time they conceded a goal. England certainly deserved to win the game in the end, I think. They deserved to shade it. But it's a narrow margin, and the second leg on Tuesday in Romania will be a tricky game for them. It's certainly hanging in the balance. 50-50 swing, as Mr. Pierce would say. A few thoughts on the players. Jordan Henderson, I like the look of a lot. Had some great efforts from distance, most of them on target, and his goal was an absolute peach. He caught the volley so sweetly, and even though there's a question mark over the goalkeeper in terms of his punch out and the way he dealt with the shot itself, because I think he probably should have saved it. All in all, it was still a great goal and one that he thoroughly deserved with his all-round play. You've got Jack Wilshere, who's clearly a class act. There's nothing to him. The guy is as slight as anything. But he's got a lot of quality in his feet. And it's a real shame he won't be at the second leg. He's going to be in the England squad, the full England squad, come Tuesday for their game against Montenegro at Wembley. But I would have said he would be far more used to the under-21s. Class act, that boy. Tom Cleverley grew into the game and looks a mature player. Phil Jones at the back, only 18, Blackburn Rovers defender. This guy, I think, will be a very, very good player. He looks good on the air, in the air and on the deck. Like the look of him a lot. And they were the ones that stood out. And then there were players like Danny Welbeck, who, you know, put in a shift. He worked hard, but I can't see that quality there, to be honest. I can't see it. I don't get it. And as someone who doesn't really rate Andy Carroll, I almost felt England missed that kind of presence up top, which is a little bit disappointing. Fabrice Mwamba, decent player, but just seemed to lack a sort of mobility and a spark. Thought Danny Rose got better as the game went on. He's quick and stood out as a danger man tonight, probably more so than at Bristol City against Norwich the other weekend, when he just looked one of the Robins' better players. There's lots of positives there in that England side. Stuart Pearce will be happy. I would say that they are favourites still to qualify. That's just what my head says, obviously. Don't shoot the messenger. But there's some good players in that lot. It was good to see them. It was great to see Carrow Road full. And a new record all-seater attendance at the stadium. So good on the club for that. Fantastic to see the place full. And even though it seemed sort of strangely subdued as an atmosphere, I don't know, maybe people didn't quite work out, know what to do. In terms of songs and figuring it out. But it was still great to see it full. Great to see Carrow Road in that kind of shape. And good to see England in that kind of shape. And I think come Tuesday night, hopefully, I think it's vitally important that they qualify for a championship like this. And I'm sure they'll do it. Maybe.